So, hi. Welcome to Juice Podcast. I'm Gwen Douglas.
I'm Emily Harmon.
Today we're joined by...
Florian Schramm from Standard Series Pizza.
Awesome. And we're sitting here on the terrace. It's a beautiful day. Definitely a go-to here in Berlin on the weekends.
Yeah, I think it's our favourite pizza restaurant in Berlin, Standard, isn't it? You're definitely a regular here.
I try to be. I avoid all other pizza joints.
Liar.
No, that's actually not even a lie. Yeah? I've only ever tried one other pizzeria, two other pizzerias in Berlin in 3 years.
But you're happily coming back?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's a good sign.
Of course, yes. So, today's episode, obviously, is pizza.
Yeah, we're back to our junk food pairing, and we thought we'd talk about the wines
that
we like.
Why junk food? Sorry to interrupt you at this early stage.
All right, that's good. No, that's a good question.
That's a good question. Good clarification.
But we do have a junk food here.
But I think when we say junk food, we mean... like
comfort food.
Comfort food.
Comfort food. I think it's then put it like this.
Okay. Yeah.
Then put
the comfort food series.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good distinction. Yes. There's definitely a difference between Risa chicken and standard pizza.
Thank you. Yeah,
huge difference. So today we've each brought a favourite pizza one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should start, actually, maybe we should start with Florence because it looks like
he's in.
The bottle is soon gone.
We just take a little sip of yours.
Of course. Yeah, I choose the Vino Rosso Leggero from Transit Winery.
It's lovely.
Martin Goya.
Mm.
Like QV from Lac Rhine, Merlot, and I don't know, one more thing.
Okay. And this is from Alsace, from the north,
Dolomites. Yeah. Very close to Bolzano.
Yeah.
Quite, quite steep mountain winery. Very interesting guy, I find. I never met him in person, but things I heard about him was he has like a very it's a very tiny winery and very hard to harvest all these things, like 6 to 8 acres.
Oh, wow.
And all his wine is like natural produced, it's like bio or ecological, or even like Demeter, I don't know. And his father died when he was very young, like I think around when he was 20, and he had to take the decision, is he doing the wine thing or not? And he made it all up. And
so he decided to take over, just to
take over and make everything how he think wine should work. And he makes this beautiful light red that has a huge tradition actually in north of Italy, as far as I know. Like these light reds that are mainly, then were always put on the menus at pizza wine. They were like this shitty... Vernage or whatever, like this not really like these cheap red wines that are mainly called pizza wines then. But I think this is
very drinky,
very positive exception.
This is almost a brunch wine, isn't it?
Oh my god. I mean,
this is a breakfast wine.
Yes,
totally. I just had a poached egg with avocado at home, and I was not expecting drinking right now, but I can totally do that because it's beautiful. It's
Yeah, it's really nice. I can see where you're.
I mean, we're sitting here under an umbrella, but it's obviously warm. The sun is heating a bit through already. I'm a bit sweaty, but this wine is
super refreshing.
This wine is a good choice.
Really nice. I would even maybe drink it a little bit colder myself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was standing in the sun for 15 minutes now.
You've been pawing it with your hands for 15 minutes.
Into the ice. And so why did you choose this for your pizza wine then? Out of everything on your wine list, why did you choose this today?
Because
you felt like drinking it.
Usually why we choose wines. Yeah.
Exactly. No, but for me it was a bit like I love to go a little bit. Why does a white wine always have to be the first pick? And it's like a little bit like this when the sun is out, everybody's like, we have to drink a white wine, white or bubbles.
Yes.
So I choose a red wine that should be drunk and a bit chilled, like maybe like a 12, 14 and not much warmer or even a bit colder. And I think it's a beautiful exception. And I think if you're not seeing the color of the wine and have it drinking it chilled, it doesn't necessarily need to be a light red. It can be also like a bit of a body white or whatever.
Yeah, rosé.
I can also imagine this being great with pizza.
Or a beautiful, nice rosé. Yeah, it's very juicy. Yeah. Has a nice.
It's delicious. Afternoon wine. It's very nice. Very good pick.
Thank you.
Next time I come, I get a
bottle. Yeah, I've never tasted this one before. I really like it.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, we like that.
And 11% alcohol.
Yeah, and I always...
Perfect day drinking.
I do recommend that wine lately a lot to my guests, and all of them are ordering a second bottle.
Yeah, because it's like... Yeah.
It's not a joke. It's like really, they're like, whoa, we didn't expect that.
Yeah, and right,
it's like,
exactly.
Oh, wow, it's so drinky. And you're eating the first piece of pizza, and they're like, washing it down, and then second bottle. It's even nice for dessert, and you're like having it. It's like...
Perfect. Carry you all the way through the meal.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I love it.
I think because it doesn't feel boozy at all, it feels like almost fruit juice for adults.
Yeah.
But you're drinking it and you're like, oh, this is fine, I'm not getting drunk. And then probably, you know, after about six bottles on the table, you might feel a bit drunk then.
A little bit tipsy maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're just two people, yeah.
It's one of those wines which you'd be like, this is not going to give me a bad hangover if I just stick to this.
Like, you think that, but...
But then you drink more, so you get the hangover after.
Then it ends up. Because you're like, who needs water when I have this? Like the water.
That's really good wine.
So we're definitely not spitting. Here we go.
As Gwen would say, down the hatch.
I was about to say that.
She never needs prompting to empty her glass. Her glass is usually always empty before mine.
So, before you pour more of that, we're going to try something else.
All right.
Which one do you want to go with?
I think we should start with yours because it's lighter.
Okay. So, I've... Very cute. Emily pointed out this little gold star on my bottle.
It's so sweet. She's put on it herself.
So Lucas and I have this...
Wasn't the present?
No, Lucas and I have this system where if there's a star on the bottle, then...
You're not allowed to open it without the other person.
Yeah, there has
to be. Oh, wow, that's cute.
So I brought it back from Naples when I went a couple of years ago, and I've been saving it to bring to have a pizza.
Astroni, okay. Nice.
So, hopefully it's...
Lucas did suggest we do an episode of Star Wines. The wines that you keep for special occasions. That's so sweet.
Party poured, everybody. I'm sorry. So, this
what's the name of the wine?
Oh, God. Penisola Sorrentina.
Sorrentina Gragnano 2016.
Yes. So I bought this. Sorry, I made a huge mess at the table. I bought this because this is what I was drinking in Naples with pizza everywhere.
And it's funny because until you talked to me about it, I actually had to Google it because I'd not heard of Gragnano. And the first thing that came up was Italians drink beer with pizza. And if they don't drink beer, this is their go-to.
So it's also kind of in the same vein as the one you picked, actually. It is.
Anyway.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So this is coming from the hills around Naples, right? Gragnano's the town.
Right. So it's like, right there. It's not far from it. I think the first introduction I had to it was more like a farmer wine when I was having lunch there with a family. They were pulling out unlabeled bottles with crown caps. Super spritzy, a little bit bitter, but still juicy.
Yes.
And it was like the perfect accompaniment to everything.
I guess because when you taste it, there's a little bit of residual sugar there.
Yeah.
And that's the style. So it's a little bit, I guess, like a Lambrusco almost.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Here come our pizzas, just on cue.
That's me.
Holy cow, that looks good.
Yes, it does. So anyway, I picked it because it... Yeah, I mean, the whole week that I was in Naples, that's all I drank was this with everything. Just buying bottles of it. Because I like the little bitterness that I was tasting in Naples.
It's low in alcohol as well,
totally.
Right? So it's also...
Also a good daytime.
Also a good daytime drinker. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, our pizza's just got here, so I've totally, like, lost focus.
I could see that.
What am I talking
I'm like,
about?
I don't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I just
keep
talking. I just, like, just can't help myself.
I pretend I still know, and I'm so focused.
No,
only...
I can't.
Yeah, I can
Emily's
see.
Emily's gone with the margarita that looks very good, and I have the Nduja, which is delicious.
This is one of the few places where I really look forward to eat the crust of the pizza.
Same.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I don't have much else to say about the wine.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I think it's nice. It's refreshing. It's got that bit of bubble. It's sparkling.
I also love a cold red, so.
Yeah. Very nice.
Perfect. Yeah. It kind of made me think of, like, when I was drinking it in Naples, it's kind of like the Coca-Cola of wines.
Yeah, it does.
Because it has this sort of, like, a little bit sweet, the bit of spritz. It's perfect with something that's, like... mid-afternoon cheese.
I think
pizza.
It's also that the saying that we always go back to of, like, what grows together goes together.
Yeah.
What, you know, and I think in this case, you know, that's obviously where the tradition is of the two of them being paired together. It's what's right. local.
I wish I could have brought back more of the farmer wine that we had, because...
So when you say farmer wine...
Just like from a local producer, unlabeled, in a sort of recycled 2-liter bottle.
So like, yeah, you get it in the...
Like really rustic.
Yeah.
Like maybe from a friend's, you know, little patch of vines, but really like what we were drinking at friends' houses were really this unlabeled, but in the same style, a bit spritzy, a bit juicy, served chilled. So
should we go on to the third?
Yeah, let's do it.
There's a spare one here. So I kind of was, well, I didn't think, I wasn't quite so considered as you in your choice, thinking about things that were local and everything else, and I haven't been to Naples yet. So
you've never been to Naples?
No, I'm going in a week, actually.
Oh, wow, cool.
So I just, whenever I think of pizza, I always think of juicy red wines that I want to drink a lot of, and in almost in an unlimited capacity. So I didn't choose anything super expensive, because I thought I'd choose something super delicious and drinkable. So I feel like we all kind of had that in mind of like, how much can we drink? How can we have like multiple bottles of it? So this is Tragolago Monastrell 2018 from Vinasens. So this is coming from Alicante in the south of Spain, 2 kilometers from the sea, relatively high up. They've got sandy soils, so all the vineyards are pre-phylloxera. The vineyards actually used to be owned by a very famous natural wine producer called Rafa Bernabe.
Can we drive?
Mate, there's a reason like, why her glass is empty.
I'm just like, I'm fucking into it.
I'm talking, she's drinking, usually.
Like, and, tell me more.
Yeah. But for Monastrell, it's, I mean, and with food, it's obviously a bit richer than the wines before, and it's got a bit more tannin, but I think it's a bit rustic, and I kind of like it as well.
That'd probably go well with the pizza I picked. Mm. I like it. I think it's actually really nice that we all kind of went in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we kind of got up
and funnily, exactly, starting from a very light point with the wine that I picked.
Yeah.
Moving
to something a little
heavier.
Moving
on to yours.
Yeah. And then something
then
a bit more fuller.
Kind of like, it's like I can taste it's the Spanish wine a little bit. Like,
yeah, you can feel the sunshine.
Yeah,
definitely.
You definitely feel the sunshine.
Yeah. Bit spicy, black fruit, great with tomato sauce. And I always choose margarita for my pizza of choice is always margarita.
I just like spicy stuff, so then I always go for whatever's spicy, and if not, then it's and I've already ordered a calzone takeaway.
You should take it back now.
I can't concentrate anymore because all I want to do is eat this pizza. We would love to hear what pizzas.
Where are you eating your pizza? Send us some pics of you if you're Berlin based. Send us some pics of you eating pizza at Standard with your wine choices.
And otherwise, tell us. Yeah, we just want to know what you're drinking with pizza, because maybe you have some interesting options for us.
And what your pizza pairing is.
Yes, we want to know pizza pairings, and we'd love to hear any ideas that you have for comfort food episodes.
Exactly. Tell us your favorite comfort foods and your favorite comfort food pairings.
And we'll maybe
I'm happy that you're picking now the word comfort food.
I know.
Junk food.
No, I think you're totally right.
Standard
actually.
Waiting for some junk food pizza.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, fair
you're totally
enough.
Right. No.
All right, you've called us out on it. I'm feeling very uncomfortable about what I said.
She's
red. Right. And it's not the heat.
Emily's blushing.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a while.
Florian.
Oh, la la. Okay, so on that note, you can find us
Cheers.
On Instagram. You can find us on Instagram at juice.podcast.
On Twitter at juice_podcast.
Or you can pick yourself up a tote bag. I think it fits like 7 or 8 bottles at juice.show. And you should visit Standard Pizza at Tempelhofstrasse 7.
7, exactly.
7.
We'll add in the tags so you'll be able to find information on Standard and also on the wines that we have tasted today. Thank you, Florian, for...
It was a big pleasure.
Cheers again.
Cheers again.